Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, 10 June in the year of our Lord, 2017. We're visiting with Rick in Missouri on line 9. Rick, are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir, and I'm unmuted.
Oh, okay. Rick, I'm sorry. I was messing with you, buddy.
No. I feel like such a professional working the equipment. It's great.
Hey, Rick, the question I have with you, these cryptocurrency folks, are they creating any more units of currency, or do they start out with a finite amount? And is that what's allowing the value to go up? I'm just curious if you know how that works.
You know what? And there is something that I cannot hardly explain. What I was told is that there's an algorithm that apparently tells them what they can and cannot do. It would be like stock issued. Now, this is just my understanding, and I might be wrong. Man, if somebody else out there has a better explanation, please tell me. It's like when anybody issues stock, they have so many shares, and that basically sets the value. So there is some sort of an algorithm, which I do not understand. But I think you're asking me, can they just create all of it they want? And the answer is no.
Okay, that's what I was curious about. Otherwise, yeah. I can see the value going up. I watch Cliff's High, what I'll call the crocodile teeth graph video, which I found extremely interesting.
Yeah, you watch that. Okay, good.
Yeah, I did, I enjoyed it.
He does a nice job of putting things into a format that even a ordinary guy like me can understand, and I appreciate that. I did notice. Did you notice that his monthly reports have gone from $15 to $99 because
yes,
of the financial? Yeah, and he justifies it, of course, by saying that it's because of the valuable financial information that he is offering now with regard to learning to purchase and manage your cryptocurrency wallets, which might be right. Maybe it is. Who knows? Well, had you taken
if you have a product and the market supports it, why not take advantage of it? You know,
all of us who sell
a product, you know, we test the market and see price starts to make quantity drop
the value. It creates value.
Exactly.
Well, when he first started those reports, they were $300.
Yes, and then they went down to 15 or somewhere near.
Yeah, right. It's not that they were worthless because they were still really good. You know, I really did.
Oh yeah, they were.
I really did enjoy. And now that they're at 99, I'm beginning to wonder if they're even better. But that's a value added question. You know, I'd have to think about it.
Right. Well, I mean,
but it may well.
I've received a couple of his reports for free over the years. Ones I was really interested in, and I'm going to be honest with you, Rick. I wasn't smart enough at the time, at least. When I received these reports to make heads or tails of them, I mean, I gleaned little pieces, but for the majority, I was totally lost.
A lot of that stuff is tough to consume. A lot of that stuff is very, very abstruse material and difficult to consume, but there are parts of it that I think that are easier to understand, especially when he starts talking about the USA population. He calls it USA pop, and the financial stuff. That stuff's a little bit, I think,
when he gets into the space goat fart thing and all that, I start losing.
Right, the woo-woo. Yeah, that is some very odd material. I must admit, it's highly entertaining, but at the same time, I don't know how much of it applies to me. But I do think the his extended explanations now regarding cryptocurrency, I have a feeling that that is going to wind up affecting all of us.
I agree.
Whether we want it to or not, yeah. I think that's something that's going to get forced on every one of us, kind of like vaccinations or something. It's going to affect you in one way or the other. I think, you know, at some point it may be, we could go on ad nauseum about whether or not that turns into the market beast, you know, a way to buy and trade without the mark. But and I haven't heard anybody say that yet, but I know they will any minute. So we'll just have to see, you know. But, you know, for convenience sake in a collapsed economy, if the grid's not down, it might be cool to have some of that.
Well, that was my next question, Rick. Our listeners' benefit, well, you and I already talked about this, but for our listeners' benefit, let's say the grid did go down. Let's say that there was an EMP, either by the sun or a hostile force or whatever, and your phone doesn't work anymore. Do we just wait until everything comes back 10 years down the road? Or is there a way of using what you've accumulated?
No, you're supposed to wait. They claim that it'll be waiting for you at the end of the tunnel. And I know what people will say. Oh, sure, we're supposed to believe that. Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. Trusting people with your money is a weird deal. But at the same time, remember this. Everybody out there has trusted the U.S. dollar, and I want to say why. Why did you do that? You know, they're taking it from a dollar.
You still there, Rick? You broke up, buddy. Maybe I lost my connection. Are we still on, Warren? Okay. Rick, are you still there, buddy? All right, Rick, if you can hear me, please call back. Okay, we've lost your connection. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. We don't necessarily have to discuss anything we've been talking about so far, but you're more than welcome to. Today is caller's choice. Call in and talk about anything you want, anything from gardening to the Muslim problem to the Constitution, you name it, call in. We'll talk about it. I guarantee it. And if I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll tell you up front I don't. But anyway, give us a call, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Ori, do you have any follow-up on what Rick was talking about with cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and the rest?
Oh, Rick is back.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know what happened, buddy, but we lost you.
Hi. Yeah, well, I'm going up and down hills. My apologies. And I don't know why you call this a Muslim problem. Isn't it really more like a Muslim opportunity? Or maybe not.
You're right.
Yeah, it's just an opportunity for us to get our preps in order and, you know, try to protect the men and the women and the kids.
I think he went one of those areas where it's not coming through again.
Yeah, them things happen.
Yeah.
Those things happen. You know, when you're on the road, especially in Missouri. Folks, I don't know if you know it. Lori and I come off of one cell tower. Most people in suburban and urban areas come off of multiple ones. If this one cell tower goes down that's about 3 miles from our house, we can't use the cell phone. And it happens on a regular basis. It truly does. But thankfully, it hadn't happened on a Saturday in a long time. So, you know, I know where Rick lives. So do you, Ori. There's areas out there that just don't have cell coverage. And if one tower's down, you're basically screwed if you're trying to talk on the phone. It's just...
And if you're going downhills like Rick said he is, you know, sometimes when you hit those dips, you're lower than the tower, so your signal doesn't reach. So it happens.
Right, and the hill behind you or in front of you blocks the signal.
Exactly. So,
anyway, do you got any follow-up on what Rick was saying about cryptocurrencies? Now, you and I don't have any money to invest, but what's your feelings on it?
Well, I think if people are interested in investing in things like that, then they should, again, you know, do their homework and invest wisely. Try not to throw your money away. As we all know, it's not easy to come by these days.
Well, you know, I wish we had had the money when Bitcoin was, you know, down at $500 to $700 a unit. I mean, if we'd had the money to invest, and I wished I could have at that time, I think I even talked to you about it, but we don't, or didn't, and still don't. But, you know,
right.
Now we would have quadrupled our value by now in just 6 months. You know, we would have absolutely quadrupled our value. I've been watching this. There's nothing that we can do about it. But I've been watching it, and I knew when the time was to buy, and I wish there was a way we could have, but the only way we could have done it was put the farm at risk, and there was no way we were going to do that. So, you know me and this farm, this is my life, and I am not going to put it at risk.
Right.
So, but yeah, I saw the opportunity, and Rick did too, thankfully. And, but anyway, yeah, it's something to look at, folks. Cryptocurrency, apparently, when you have huge companies like Microsoft not only investing in cryptocurrency, but if I understood what I read correctly, they're even coming up with some of the algorithms and storage units, or what's not units, storage methods that will further secure cryptocurrency. And you got somebody like Microsoft playing, you can believe they're following the money. There were some other big companies, but I truly don't remember which ones they were. Do you, Lori?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, folks, Lori and I are focused much more local than we are on any of this big money stuff. We're just common people. I happen to like doing talk radio, and I think Lori does now, too. She did a lot of local radio and did real good at it. But anyway, that's beside the point. Bottom line is, what Lori and I focus on is the farm and, you know, farming-type stuff. No matter what happens, we're not going to starve to death unless somebody is able to take our food, which is doubtful. Simple life works for us. We've lived for months on end with no power, no running water, no cable, no telephone. We can do it again without a problem. And then we, you know, and that brings us back to the question of dates. When's everything going to fall apart? We don't know. You want to know something else? It might sound like a sort of a smart-ass comment. We don't care because we're as prepared as we can be right now. Short a few items. You know, when does it all fall apart? I don't know. Don't care. When it does, it does. And I think he got pretty much the same attitude about it, don't you, Lori?
Yeah. You can only be so, well, people say you can only be so prepared, but, you know, you can be over-prepared as well.
Oh, there's always something else.
Always. Yeah.
I want one of Jim McCanny's water filters. When we save up enough, we're going to get one. Rick bought one. He loves it. By the way, folks, if you're interested in those water filters, go to ruralsurvival.info and click on the picture of them big stainless steel water filters on the right-hand side, and you can learn everything about it. Yeah, do Lori and I make anything off of it if you buy it off our website? Sure we do. Make a little bit, nothing to get excited about, but it helps us, and it helps us to be able to stay on the air, just like contributing to Republic helps us to stay on the air. You know, what can I say, folks?
Yeah, we do need to remind our listeners that if they enjoy the shows that are here on RBN, that they go to republicbroadcast.org and donate to help keep the radios to keep RBN on the air, I should say. And also yeah. the shows that you like, any amount that you can possibly donate, either a one-time donation or a monthly donation, definitely helps.
If somebody can afford $20 a month, you know, which, you know, that's less than a dollar a day for listening to RBN. You know, you go to republicbroadcasting.org, there's a donate link on the right-hand side of every page of republicbroadcasting.org. And, click on that and help them where you can. Boy, it looks like we got a call. Jerry in Chicago on line 9.
Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You know, you were talking about when this thing collapses. I don't know if you've ever listened to a gentleman. He's on the X-22 report, and he's usually on between 8 and 9 p.m. Oh, you have listened to him?
X-22 report? Yeah, as much as I can. Dave. Dave at the X-22 report. I've only talked to him one time in my life. But, I listen to him when I can. He's really good.
I think so too, but I don't know how to verify what he's saying. But he's saying that Trump is working behind the scenes, and he's a businessman that has gone through, you know, quite a few bankruptcies himself with business, and he's setting up America for a new currency.
He might be. Would that be a bad thing in your opinion, Jerry?
Absolutely not. It's either he's working very stealthily. I mean, because some of the things he's doing, I just kind of think he's an idiot. But then, you know, you listen to Dave and you might think that, hey, Trump knows something that we don't know.
Right. Well,
I'm just a little leery of it. But if you ask me, it's not too far out around the corner. Some of the Harley Schlanger and Schiff and a couple of the other guys, Salente, they kind of predict that maybe by the end of summer, early fall, we are going to have our dollars coming back here with huge hyperinflation.
It's a real possibility, and I understand the basis for what they're, you know, for their conclusions. But remember one thing, Jerry. I think in the past 2 or 3 years, the exact same thing has been predicted. And yet the Fed pulls something else out of their butt and makes it last a little bit longer. Now, we all know mathematically it is impossible without the demise of the Federal Reserve to get us back on a fiscal track that will lead to prosperity again. The only way to do it is to get rid of the Fed and to go back to some kind of a metal-backed currency. Precious metal-backed currency is what I believe. Or perhaps this cryptocurrency thing, wherein that the dollar is sound again. I personally believe that the Federal Reserve is done away with. That's the same as Trump being done away with, because somebody will kill him over it. What's your opinion, Jerry?
Well, number one, I do not share the same idea about this cryptocurrency with this Bitcoin or anything else. I believe in the precious metals. In fact, I was looking into, somebody's got something out there. It's not a carat card. It's called something else, but it's 50 grams of gold you can break off, and it's about the size of a credit card. And you can pay for your items in grams of gold. So that's something that I was looking to have and maybe put in your wallet and keep it in there. At least that's it's worth $2,300. But then the questionable thing is if the dollar collapses, what is it worth? Now, how do you measure that?
Well, that's the whole thing, Gary. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, if there was mass starvation and I've got 2 weeks worth of food left for the 7-8 people in my family, if somebody drove up the driveway with a pickup truckload of gold and said, I'll trade you for half your food, would I take it? Jerry, hang on. We'll be back in just a minute, folks. We got a 3-minute break. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And like the commercial just said, if you can afford to donate to RBN to keep us on the air so you can hear the truth and you like the shows that you hear on RBN, please donate by going to republicbroadcasting.org. We're speaking with Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, are you still there?
Yeah, yes, I am. And you were talking about a pickup truck full of gold, and you wouldn't give away... Well, for a bar of gold, you might give away an apple or a banana or maybe a pie, something like that, to hold the guy over and let him go try to sell his goods down the road. But
right.
When push comes to shove, you're not going to give away.
Yeah, my question to myself is, would I? You know, as I think about it, I don't think I would trade for anything if we had, half my food if we had 2 or 3 weeks left. You know, I don't think there was anything I would trade for. And that goes to back, Jerry, to what you were saying, is what will the value of gold be worth? You know, that's the point I was trying to make.
Well, some say that silver is the investment because, you know, you can buy smaller increments of silver and it's a lot cheaper, and the rate in which it would go up would be somewhere between 10 and 17 times the price it is today.
Correct.
So, I mean, a silver dollar in your pocket, figure you it costs you 22 with shipping and insurance and a little bit of markup for the dealer. Wow, that's a lot of money. What is that, $1,700, $1,500, somewhere in that area that it'd be worth?
Correct.
No, that can't be right. My math's a little off.
If gold is $10,000 or $12,000 an ounce, yeah, it can be right, Jerry.
That's true. You know, I posed this question to Mike Rivera, but I didn't pose it the same way, is that, you know, if you cannot measure its value in dollars anymore.
No, because dollars, you know, if dollars rapidly inflate, which I believe they're going to, I don't know when, I refuse to put a date on it. I've got my own ideas, but I'll keep them to myself.
if the dollar rapidly inflates, you know, an ounce of gold will buy the same thing, you know, when dollars inflate as it buys now, regardless of the number of dollars attached to it. That's the way I look at it. You know, you look back when gold was $30 an ounce back at the turn of the last century, you know, you can still bet. Well, here, let me put it this way. I was given an analogy. I don't remember where it came from, but it was very wise. In 1910, an ounce of gold would buy you a good custom-made tailored suit. Today, an ounce of gold will buy you a good custom-made tailored suit. But if you attach a dollar value to it, that suit cost you $30 in 1910, and today it would cost you real close to $2,000, if that makes any sense to you, Jerry.
Oh, absolutely. That's the same analogy that I use all the time.
Okay, great.
What I'm trying to explain it to... Well, when I'm trying to explain it to different people, and, oh, I wanted to ask you, too, since, you know, it's just 2 days after the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty, were you aware, when you were in the Navy, of the what the USS Liberty went through on that day?
Yes, I was. Absolutely, I was. Yeah.
Now, did you learn that after you were...
My father is now dead, actually. I'm sorry, say again, Gary?
Did you learn that after you had joined the Navy or prior?
No, prior to. My dad was very upset. One of his friends that he was in the Navy with, who was a chief petty officer on board that the USS Liberty, was injured. And I think my dad got a phone call about it before it even hit the mainstream media of the time.
I was never aware of that incident until I tuned into RBN like 4 years ago and heard Phil Turney's show on Saturday morning talking about the USS Liberty, and I made it a point to tune in every week to learn more about it. A contributor to the movie, I've got both of his books. And I've lent his books out to veterans that live near me, and they two of the guys so far has handed it back to me and just said I couldn't put it down.
Yep. Well, Jerry,
I'll let you guys go, and God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. I'm going golfing tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thanks. Enjoy yourself, Jerry. All right, folks, we'll be back in 4 minutes. We're going to Rick in Missouri next, followed by Rob in Chicago.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival with Tim and Lori Spencer, and we are going to Rick in Missouri on line three. Rick, are you there?
Just barely, probably. Just barely. I'm going up and down hills. I apologize. I just want to finish my
work,
then, and I'll let you get on. The cryptocurrency thing. If you know, people say, well, yes, it's supposed to be there. It's when the grid goes down, be waiting for you at the other end. And so that being the case, but, you know, people say, well, am I supposed to put my faith in that? Really, am I supposed to? Well, you've had your faith in the U.S. dollar for 200 years, and it's worth 2 cents. And, you know, so, you know, I'm not suggesting you sell the farm and buy a bunch of cryptocurrency. I'm just saying maybe diversify. You got to have the 5Gs, God, gold, guns, groceries, ground, and even though cryptocurrency doesn't deal with a G, that might work. So you know, maybe just look into it and see if there's anything there for you.
Well, I think that's great advice, Rick. You know, I would have jumped on it back when it was the $500 to $700 range as far as Bitcoin go, but we just couldn't financially do it. I saw the opportunity, but we just didn't do it.
Well, there are a couple others, Ripple and the Litecoin. And NEM are coming up fast, and those are certainly still in the purchasable range. And you know, I'm certainly not suggesting, you know, that you go. And Jerry is right. Oh, by the way, Jerry, at the risk of throwing you into a rage, I still got your silver making unit, the same one Tim and I got. He's right. I mean, you know, if you're going to have gold, that's great. But you know, when everybody's out of food, gold is going to be worth absolutely well. What it's going to be worth, everything or nothing, depending on how you look at it. But you can't eat it. That's why you need the 5Gs. But coming out the other end of a crisis, you can certainly take your gold and buy the new currency. And even if, that turns out to be Bitcoin, then buy Bitcoin with your gold. I don't care. But, you know, that's all as far as just a store of wealth. It's certainly no substitute for food, right? No substitute for bullets. So,
anyway, I absolutely agree with you, buddy.
All right, good show today, man. Had a lot of fun. I'll let you get on with Rob up in Chicago, I think it was.
All right, thank you, Rick. Appreciate your call, buddy. Call back anytime. All right, folks, next we go to Rob in Chicago on line 5. And, Sam, I don't know if you can do anything about it, but I'm getting a tremendous echo.
Hello, Tim.
Hi, Rob. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm not sure what more I can add to the conversation. Your two previous callers did a pretty good job to relate to some of the points you made earlier, especially with Jerry talking about X-22 report and Dave. That guy blows your mind, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he does. The guy is fantastic. You know, I don't know how much of a living he's making off of X-22 report, but I do know his name is out there, and it circulates in the absolute highest financial circles in regard to his analysis. I know that for a fact from personal contacts I've had with other people, some of these financial gurus. So, Dave is a really good.
I only came across his program about 5 weeks ago, and I've been missing out because once I tuned in and started listening, everything he said made sense because I listen to so many different political shows, you know, independent media, and everyone talking about the things that Dave actually takes. Like, everything I hear from all these different places in regards to North Korea, Syria, Iran, you name it, and now recently Qatar. Yeah. Dave takes that whole thing and he pieces it all together and takes everyone's speculation, especially the corporate media with all their speculation and misleading commentary. And Dave actually takes all those pieces and he puts it together into a puzzle that makes so much sense. It's like, he just blows your mind.
Yeah, he does. He does. You know, he's very intelligent. Now, I'm going to throw out a qualifier here. I don't always agree with his analysis, but we have different sources. But he does a heck of a good job of throwing feasible and plausible analysis out there. And I truly enjoy listening to him. Every time I have a spare moment, I'm listening to his newest show on YouTube.
Yeah, anybody who listens to his radio show should check out his YouTube channel here every now and again because he has separate specialized interviews with people on the side to where you kind of get a relation to how, you know, he gives you an inside peek where he's getting some of his information from. And these are not just your everyday people. These are people that are in tune and telling the truth, you know?
I agree. I absolutely agree. I mean, he's had Richard on there who I really enjoy. Just tons of people that are really in the know. And, his follow-up questions. He's a good guy.
Well, as a qualifier for Dave, let's just take it to the most recent stuff he's talking about. This is Qatar, where people are like, why Qatar? Where did Qatar come from? Well, Dave explains to us that trip that Donald Trump made to the Middle East, Dave says, hey, he didn't go there to just, you know, handshake and make friends and good policy. He went there to say, hey, this whole terrorism thing, it's over. Went there to inform the Vatican, the Saudis. He went there to inform everybody, it's over. So he's telling
that's
this.
That's exactly what happened.
Corner. Well, that's what, so who are the funders of terrorism? Obviously, Saudi's on top. Israel's in there. Qatar is in there. So they're using Qatar as a scapeout. So they're throwing Qatar under the bus. Yeah, so Dave explains this. I mean, of course, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Even when I listen to the Rents program, you know, the Rents radio shows, even they're kind of like still trying to figure out what Qatar has to do with it. But Dave came straight out and he told us.
The basis of that conflict is the Shia-Sunni conflict. You know, I think we can all agree on that. And with Iran and Qatar and Yemen being the minority, they're the ones that are going to get pooped on by everybody else, you know. And Turkey is jumping in their back in Qatar, which I believe is a strategic mistake for Turkey. You know, their parliament jumped up there, made a political move, said, yeah, we can go ahead and immediately deploy 3,000 troops to Qatar. But what nobody's realizing is that's not going to happen until mid to late 2018. So it's just a political show right now. So, you know, we've got a blockade going on of Qatar by Saudi Arabia and allies. A majority of the GCC, Gulf Cooperation Council, is blockading Qatar. Qatar is saying anybody that comes in our waters from these countries, we're going to blow them out of the water. So the potential there for a shooting war is pretty great. It just depends on if somebody makes a mistake. Now, these things are orchestrated to a certain extent, Rob, but there's always room for big, big military mistakes and miscalculations.
Well, agreed. Just like recently when they were shooting at a bird over in North Korea, and they...
yeah, the fiber...
Yeah, the bird that they, you know, everyone started shooting at, you know? So, absolutely. Let's move off of the political for a moment. As far as the cryptocurrency, you know, in hindsight, man, if you were just able to put $100 or $5,000 into Bitcoin when it came out in 2009, when it was 10 cents a piece, man, you'd be in heaven right now, you know?
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
To watch but this fast rise, well, you mentioned it was at 700.
I think most people are like me, you know, was it a flash in the pan or was it something real? Yeah, I could have bought into it then. I knew about it, but I just didn't know enough about it to invest anything. But you're correct.
Many of us knew, kind of heard about, have heard about it for years, but was, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. Is that for me? It's for those other people. You know, where's it going?
Right.
It was just... It's kind of like it seemed faddish. It didn't seem real to a lot of us. It just seemed like, you know, something that was over there, because we're actually dealing with dollars, you know. We're dealing with these American dollars, and we're trying to trade our hours for dollars for, and put it in the bank and save up and pay our bills and whatnot. That's the real, you know, the stuff that we were, you know, obviously we're in tune with. You know, we've been brainwashed to have. But,
you're right.
But as far as it goes, today, when it was $700, what was that, January or very early February? But the way that Bitcoin...
Yeah, something like that. It was way down from what it is now.
Yeah, because by mid-February, it was like $1,200, and then it went to $13, $14, $16, $18, then down to $16, and then up to $19. And, you know, it's kind of, it's really difficult to devalue. Is it worth $3,000? If you put $3,000, is it going to shoot back down to $1,500? We don't really know. And on the same side, when people talk about bubbles, you can't call it a bubble, because what's a bubble? Well, a bubble is something that happens when it's commonly owned by the majority, like real estate, like stocks. Those are like bubbles because more people own it. But a cryptocurrency, very few people, you know, less than 10% people own it, let alone know about it.
Yeah.
So the bubble theory is kind of... You can't really deal with that.
You know, going by what Cliff High said, if he is correct, even buying now, if you have the money, would be a good deal. If he's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but knowing when to sell or whatever is also very important.
Well,
the
thing is, if you buy it, you just hold it, because it's projected anywhere between 4,000 and 10,000 by the end of the year, if that's true. But then they say by 2025, $500,000, by 2030, $1 million. So if you actually bought a Bitcoin, don't do anything with it. Because if you traded it for a stick of gum, well, that stick of gum in next week is going to be, you know, from 50 cents to 10 bucks. So, you know, whoever you trade it to, the value just seems to be going up. So if you do take it, put it on the side. Just forget about it. It's something that you got
to
be disposable
income. I tend to agree with you, Rob. I agree with you on that. If I was to buy it, that's exactly what I would do. I would just sit on it. And know if it started dropping, I wouldn't sell it.
And also remember this, Tim. You can buy it all in fractions. So if you walked up to one of those little Bitcoin machines, you can buy. You can put in $5 worth and have $5 worth of Bitcoin, whatever that, you know, with transaction fees may come out to. So you can buy a 10th, a 20th, or whatever. So, you know, when you think 3,000, you know, that's another thing people forget about this. People think one Bitcoin, you know, it in our minds, we demean it so much. Oh, it's just one. Oh, it's just a 10th. Well, like, guess what? That 10th is worth, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
You know, people forget how.
And the potential to really skyrocket. The only question I have in my mind, Rob, is let's say Bitcoin becomes $1 million a unit. Okay? My question is, what will that $1 million be worth? You know, we look at what the Weimar Republic, we look at Zimbabwe. What will that $1 million be worth when Bitcoin realizes that profit?
Right. Well, that would be $500, you know. Take that to what you can buy with it. Well, a loaf of bread would be $500 at that point, you know.
Right, exactly. I'm not saying that would be a detriment to me buying it. I'm just saying it's something to consider.
Well, as your second caller said, that there are other alternatives. There are other, they're introducing more cryptos along the line. And what he said is diversify yourself. And that's what I say, too. Hedge your bets. You don't know what's going to be in value coming up, because there is different ones on the market. Some are rising. Some are brand new. You know, you
and
name
some
it.
Some are going to fail. You know some
absolutely.
Are going to fail.
A lot have failed already. So,
yeah.
But, again, it's about hedging your bets, diversifying and whatnot. And as back to the bottom, you can't go wrong with silver and gold. Silver is probably your better bet for the buy right now, while you know they're keeping it deflated, the pricing deflated.
Right.
So if you just threw a bunch of money in silver, you couldn't go wrong. As far as gold goes, it's a more higher cost, but it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of that on the side. But silver and gold.
Well, somebody can always pick up a tenth or a quarter ounce. You know, you can buy a tenth of an ounce or a quarter ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, most banks sell them, at least they used to. I don't know if they still do. You know, you pay a premium when you buy them from a bank. You know, we don't have any gold or silver dealers here locally. Of course, we live so far out in the sticks, they got to pipe daylight in, so.
You know, well, they're available. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're sitting there like a king, because you got ground and you got food source. And as the way Dave speaks and is these food wars that potentially are coming up. And, you know, now you just need to protect it, you know, because you reminded me of the King Midas when you said if someone pulled up with a truck full of gold and wanted to trade you for half your supply of food, you know, that puts you in a King Midas situation, you know.
Right.
You can't eat the gold, man.
That's right, and that's the way I look at it. You know, I have no interest in being, quote, rich. Because I already am, in my mind. I've got something that most people don't have. And I'm not bragging when I say that. I just consider myself to be thankful and fortunate.
You're not bragging. You're being realistic. It's reality. What's the thing? You just need, you know, food and water. That's the premise of life, you know?
That's correct. Now, we've got, we've got another one going for us, and that's a large family. You know, the work distributed makes life easier. Especially
well,
me with a busted leg walking around on a walker in the house in a wheelchair outside.
Yeah, that's not a good position.
Well, by the end of the year, I should be walking on it if everything goes right, buddy. And I can't wait. I am so tired of sitting. I got calluses on my butt.
Well, I know you're in the independent media business, so you know there's a lot of good nutraceuticals out there, so make sure you're
in
that.
I'm using them. I'm using them.
Good. Hey, I have a question. I first caught your show about, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago, and you had the guy that produces the water filtration systems on.
Yeah, Jim McKinney. Good friend of mine.
Okay. Well, that conversation started going veering off from the water systems into other topics such as 9/11, where a bunch of information that I've never heard before started being revealed. And you guys mentioned you may do a an actual show about it again, I think is the quote.
Yes, we're trying
did that ever happen?
July. Not yet, but we're trying to set it up for July, buddy. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a break, and we got two more callers waiting for the 4 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in the show, but I really appreciate your call, and I want you to call back anytime you want, okay? All right, folks, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to try to get Mark in Florida and John in Kentucky in. No more time for any more callers. We'll be back real quick.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Survival on RBN, and we have two callers on the line. Got to go to Mark.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Hello, Mark. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I'll be real fast. As far as getting on your feet, there's got to be some round leaf dandelions out there somewhere. Add some of those to your diet. They're really good for you. But I wanted to, with the Bitcoin, and it's purely speculation, and I got a motorcycle for sale, I would accept Bitcoin, but I don't know if I'd accept the price that they're asking as far as trading, because it's just outrageously high, I think. But if people do have Bitcoin and they're willing to trade amongst each other, then it is a viable means of exchange instead of carrying around, you know, cords of wood or three dozen eggs, you know, to trade for the shovel, a pick, a pound of salt.
Right.
So I look at it that way. If people start using it amongst each other instead of just holding on to it and waiting for it to go to $1 million a piece, which is ridiculous, if they would start trading amongst each other, then it could be something useful, I think.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, it is being traded right now, not so much in this country, a little bit, but mostly in Europe and in Asia. It is being accepted at retailers and stuff like that. That I know for a fact. And I read recently that there was I'm pretty sure it was a police department, now that I think about it, and I believe it was Tennessee. Don't quote me on this, folks. But anyway, the employees were being paid by Bitcoin. So apparently it is starting to get some traction here in this country, Mark.
Well, if it does, it's useful. But you just got to remember, it's purely speculation. Your labor and your friendship are so much more valuable to your fellow man than anything concocted or coined. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it, Mark. Next we go to John in Kentucky. John, you have a little less than 2 minutes. You're on the air.
Okay, hi. This is John. Go ahead. I'm loving you. My question is, Bitcoin and EMP, do anything there?
Well, yeah, we've talked about that earlier in the show. You might have missed it. Missouri and I were talking about that. Here's the deal. What they're guaranteeing is when we come out of the other end of the tunnel, that it'll be there. I don't know how much I trust that. I would make sure that I had the 5Gs first and then worry about Bitcoin. If you're in a financially secure position where you've got everything you need plus extra, then I would look at Bitcoin. If you're like Lori and I, just, you know, struggling to make ends meet, I'd let the rich people worry about Bitcoin. That's my personal opinion, not financial advice, okay? That's just my opinion.
Okay, well, you have a good day, and I hope your surgery, your foot's better. Love you.
All right,
bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, John. We love you guys, too. All right, folks, that's it for the show. We had a great time today. We'll be back same time, same network next week. I invite you to call in. We do ask that you call in closer to the beginning of the show than the end of the show. Otherwise, we run in situations like today. Visit ruralsurvival.info. Everybody have a great and safe weekend and week. And God bless America. Bye-bye.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.